الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط، وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس، وليعلم الله من ينصره وهو رسله بالغيب، إن الله قوي عزيز. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Ta'ala warned us, and these warnings are also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Many times when we are warned about Jahannam, about punishment, many of us take it very hard and we can't take it. But these warnings are also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. It is just like a person who's going to be traveling and you show him the road onto the freeway. And the freeway is now easy traveling, usually comfortable, you just smooth sailing. But he warns you that at a certain place, a lot of hijackings take place. So you must be very careful. So that isn't that he's making you frightened. It's his favor that he's telling you that at these places you must be careful, hijackings take place. At another place there are speed traps, you must be careful. So this is his kindness that he's warning you, that you must be careful there. Now still if you go and stop at a place where hijackings take place, you still speed at the place where there are speed traps, then that's your problem. But that he's warning you is his favor. So Allah who warned us and informed us that this dunya is only a fleeting temporary world. It's just a pastime. It has got no reality whatsoever, just like a dream. And the reality is akhirat. And for that we should prepare. And also Allah Ta'ala warned us that this dunya, that when we don't make deen our preference, and we give preference to dunya, then the nations in the past, they even changed their deen almost completely. Even the Torah they changed, the Injil they changed to suit them, to make them happy we are following deen, when in actual fact they were just following their own whims and desires. And very sadly, if we are not careful, this is creeping quite strongly into us also, that many laws of deen we are changing to suit us and to make us happy we are following Islam. But which Islam are we following? Which deen are we following? So it's a very dangerous situation. So Allah, because of that, Allah says, I have sent so many Rasuls to you to inform you. Approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam Allah had sent. And the greatest, most magnanimous of all, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah has sent to us. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. اور ہم نے بھیجے ہیں اپنے رسولوں نشانیاں دے کر. We have sent our rasuls with their credentials, their proof that they are the rasuls of Allah Ta'ala. That is the miracle, mu'ajizat which Allah Ta'ala had given to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to prove that they are from Allah Ta'ala. That they do those things which normal human beings cannot do. Clear signs Allah Ta'ala had sent. وَانْزَلْنَا مَعَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. اور اتاری ان کے ساتھ کتاب. And the rasuls, we send a kitab also with them. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif is there. And like Nabi Ali salatu wa sallam is not with us in this world today. He is on the surface of the earth. But Allah gave him the kitab, the Quran Majid, and that is with us. And this is a guiding book. And what a guiding book? Well, mizan or tarazu. And Allah had sent down the scale. That is, this Quran Sharif, it's a balance and check of your things. If you read Quran Sharif regularly, even without understanding, you will see true deen will come into you. How much of adab respect we have. We make wudu properly, we sit, we face Qibla, we put some atar, and we read Quran Sharif with love and enjoyment. Without understanding, it will guide us. Then what to say with the person who understands also? And more, very sad is that person's case who does understand, but he doesn't pay attention. He's just reading without any attention. Otherwise, the Quran Sharif, Maulana Ali Mia Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that when you're reading the Quran, take it that Allah is speaking to me. And Allah is telling me. and then see that how much benefit we will get from Quran Sharif. We will see whether our aqaid, our beliefs are correct, whether our ibadat is correct, whether our akhlaq is correct. All that we will find in the Quran Sharif. And it could refer to this normal scale also, the scales that we use. And by measuring and weighing properly, justice is maintained. Therefore, many courts have got a scale as an emblem. That is to show that justice is done there. But the true justice is in the Quran Sharif. And this justice is in the Quran Sharif. And the scale is also a source of proper justice. That we weigh properly, we measure properly, we don't cheat in any way. In fact, we give a little bit extra. Not that we give a little bit less. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, so that people could stay with justice. وَانْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ, or humne utara loha. And another great favor which Allah mentions here, and it is interesting why Allah mentions it together with in this context. Allah says, and we have sent down iron also. That is, we have iron mines, ore mines, where iron is mined. And with iron, Allah Ta'ala says two benefits here. فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ اُسْمِ سَخْتْ لَرَائِ هَيْ. There is severe hardship in weapons. That is, in order to maintain the law of Allah Ta'ala, to maintain true peace in the world and justice in the world, iron, that is in the form of weapons, that will also be used. So there is a great benefit of for man in iron, that just through justice and true or law will be established, the law of Allah Ta'ala, which is the most supreme law, that will be established by means of this iron which Allah has sent and the various forms that it is used in. فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ, or لوگوں کے کام چلتے ہیں, and lot of other benefits for mankind also. In all construction work, such tall buildings, 35, 40 story buildings, they are standing because of the iron that is used in the foundation, in the walls, in the columns, in the pillars, etc. What bridges are not constructed, long bridges over strong running waters of the river, and all that is because of the steel, the iron that is in there. So Allah, it is also a great favor of Allah Ta'ala that He has given us iron. And iron, steel is used in so many things, but we take it as though it doesn't come from Allah Ta'ala. Man uses it and man feels we have done this, whereas all that is only from Allah. The iron mine, or whether it is a coal mine, gold mine, diamond, platinum mine, all these minerals, it is Allah who has kept them in the earth. And Allah has made man and the brain of man, how to mine it, how to use it. But behind the scene, it is only Allah who is doing everything. We are just puppets on the stage that are being used. But Allah is the true doer. وَلَيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرُسُلَهُ بِالْغَيْبِ, اور تاکہ معلوم کرے اللہ کون مدد کرتا ہے اس کی اور اس کے رسولوں کی بن دیکھے. And this all Allah wants to see, that who is it amongst you who will help the deen of Allah and the rasools of Allah. That is, who will make effort for deen. And in the effort of deen, iron is used there also. Like for example, today we will travel by motor car. Lot of steel and iron is used in the motor car. We will travel by train. Lot of steel and iron is used in the train. We will travel by aeroplanes, ships. How much of steel is not used? So all this year, that Allah wants to see who will sacrifice, when we have made deen the preference in our life. Then to establish the true deen, effort also has to be made. So for that, iron is used also. So Allah wants to test us. Allah is not in need of our help whatsoever. Nobody can help Allah. He is helping everyone. But Allah wants to see who is true. That are they just following in their following their own desires, whims and fancies, and they just their own passions and desires and lust, or do they give my deen preference, and do they sacrifice for my deen? So this Allah wants to see, and this all bil ghaib, without seeing Allah Ta'ala, trusting on Allah Ta'ala, without the promises of Allah, were believing in the promises of Allah, they stand up for the deen of Allah, and they make whatever sacrifice is required so that deen can be established. Inna Allaha qawiyyun aziz. Beshak Allah zor awar hai, zabardast. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is the most powerful and the most strongest. So Allah is not in need. If Allah wants to, He Himself can establish the deen, but He wants to test us, that who of you are going to give preference for your dunya and not follow deen? Or who are you who will follow deen, but just to that extent that personally I got deen in me, and I'm not worried of my fellow human beings, that they must also get salvation in their graves on the day of Qiyamah, and from they must be saved from Jahannam, and He makes effort. So Allah wants to test us. That's why He has given us this command. And in the line of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and Rasuls, Allah particularly mentions, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ. اور ہم نے بھیجا نوح کو اور ابراہیم کو. We had sent نوح علیہ السلام والسلام and ابراہیم علیہ السلام. These are the fathers of the Anbiya. In Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, in his progeny was born Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the rest of the Anbiya were born in the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this is such a thing that we have kept intact, and we have kept it pure and clean. We haven't made any Nabi from any other person or group. Only from the progeny of Nuh alayhi salam, and particularly from Ibrahim alayhi salam. All the Anbiya that came to the Bani Israel came from Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, and the last Rasul came from Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam's progeny. So we kept our prophethood, we kept Nabuwat and Risalat only in these two persons. In their progeny we kept it. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا النَّبُوَّةِ. اور ٹھہرا دی دونوں کی اولاد میں پیغمبری. And we have decided and fixed this rule and made it firm that our risalat and پیغمبری and rasuls and nabis that will come will be only in the progeny of them. We have chosen them. والکتاب اور کتاب. And kitabs also we are only going to give to them. The highest position which man can get ever on the surface of the earth is to be a rasul of Allah, then to be a nabi of Allah. And this Allah has kept exclusive for these two men. فَمِنْهُمْ مُحْتَدْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. پھر کوئی ان میں راہ پر ہے اور بہت ان میں نافرمان ہے. But in spite of we sending these kitabs, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is the second father of mankind. First father is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. After Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when the floods came, all life of people came to non-existence. And the progeny is all of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala said, we sent these two Nabis and Rasuls, and but people, they are those who followed them. And we have to see whether we are following the true teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise Allah says, and the vast majority turn their backs on this true religion. They are not following this true religion. Either they are openly renegating and going against deen, so much so that they become atheists and don't believe in Allah. Or so much so that they give up the religion of Islam, na'uzu billah, may Allah save us all, and they follow some other religion. Or in the name of Islam, they follow Islam, but actually they are following something else. They are not following the Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They are following their own whims and fancies, and just making themselves happy that we are following Islam. And this is a very dangerous situation, when at the time of maut, we will see, I was not actually following Islam. In the qabr we will see, on the day of Qiyamah, I was only following my own whims and desires. So therefore, recitation of Quran Sharif daily, without understanding also, is very, very essential, not only beneficial. And with understanding, proper understanding, then it is even much more beneficial.